The Alaska House met today in Juneau, but the Senate has adjourned, with members returning to their homes. With as many as 8 days left in the special session, we're talking with Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman about what's happening in Juneau. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Laurie.
So, Andrew, how did lawmakers end up here?
It really comes down to the fact that the two chambers have different views on the two bills that are on the special session agenda. The Senate majority wanted to address a bill revising criminal sentencing as quickly as possible. They had passed the bill back in the spring and sent it over to the House. The House didn't really do anything with it until the special session. The Senate wanted that dealt with quickly. Other than that, Senate leaders say that now isn't the time to consider the other bill, which is a tax bill that Governor Bill Walker had included in the special session call. The House majority wanted to spend time on both bills, and it was hoping to pass the tax ahead of next year's session. House members felt some urgency because next year is an election year.
All right. So you've described how the two chambers differ on the two bills, but why did the Senate adjourn on Friday?
Well, first, the House did pass that criminal sentencing bill and sent it over to the Senate. There were differences, and there was a thought on the House side that there would be a conference committee. Instead, the Senate adjourned. They passed the bill, they accepted the changes the House had made, and they adjourned. And by adjourning, the Senate made a statement that it didn't want to spend any more time on the tax bill. Now, there's a problem with saying that they adjourned because the Alaska State Constitution says that neither chamber can adjourn for more than 3 days without the agreement of the other side. The House hasn't adjourned, so the Senate and the House could continue to hold sessions with just a few members, and those are known as technical sessions, until the scheduled last day of the session, which is next Tuesday.
Andrew, what is the point, or is there a point to this?
Well, from the perspective of House Speaker Bryce Edgman, he says he's hoping that the Senate will change its mind. So Edgman says the first thing he'd like to do is fix a provision of the criminal sentencing bill, which is Senate Bill 54. That provision may unconstitutionally require people who commit Class C felonies for the first time to face the same penalties as if they had committed more serious Class B felonies. And that may be unconstitutional. Here's Edgman.
We can certainly get the House back into action and take any major action should the Senate all of a sudden decide that they want to come back and fix that C felony provision of Senate Bill 54. And really, if the Senate wanted to work on the fiscal plan, we would be more than willing to jump right back in on that as well.
For his part, Senate President Pete Kelly says the Senate was open to fixing Senate Bill 54 on Friday, but the House didn't have enough members to act on that day. And so the Senate adjourned. Kelly says he was concerned that if the Senate stayed, the House would have tried to use the rest of the session to push for the tax bill.
I think it was the plan actually all along for them to drag us into a conference committee. And then, as happened during the regular session and the other special sessions, delay and delay and delay, trying to get us to say yes to taxes, and we're just not going to do it.
So the two sides remain far apart.
All right, Andrew, thank you. We'll be interested and watching to see if there are any developments in this next week.
And I'll continue to report on what's left of the session, Lori.
That was Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reporting from Juneau.